A campus-based organization at Concord University tracked down the first African-American student to attend the school. The Black Student Union invited Billy Owens to Athens earlier this month. As Jessica Lilly reports, Owens saw discrimination in his day, but not at the university.
It started after sophomore and Black Student Union President James Riley heard the legend of Billy Owens from faculty advisors on campus. Apparently, they'd searched for Owens in the past with no luck.
He said, "Have you ever heard of the first Black student to attend Concord?" And we said, "No, we never searched for him." So he told us that he was out there and that if we find the information, he'll help us try to find him. So he gave us a little bit of information. We looked him up in the library. We found his picture. And then eventually, Miss Terry Philpott, our advisor, she was able to locate him in the banner system here at Concord.
Owens made history in 1954 when he enrolled as the first African-American student and athlete when he joined the football team.
It became okay. Except when I joined the football team. Then I had some problems with traveling with the football team that I couldn't stay in the hotels that they stayed in. And they had to put me in another place or something that night. And some of the other teams that we played at times made some negative speeches and things as towards me. But it didn't bother me because I was there to play football and I wasn't afraid of them. And I just told them, you know, that look, I says, well, I'm here because I'm going to run over you.
Owens grew up in Guito in Mercer County, where his father worked as a coal miner. He remembers the town had mostly blacks with limited segregation. But Owens says in neighboring Matoka, things were different and segregation was enforced.
That's the only movie place we could go to. If we want to go to a movie, we couldn't sit where we wanted to. We had a special area just where we had to sit. Our parents told us, you know, how to react to certain things like that. And we got to the point where we knew that's the way it was the life for us. We couldn't do certain things. We couldn't go to certain lunch places to get something to eat unless we had to go. We couldn't go inside and sit at the counter or anything like that. We had to go around and go to a window where they had a window, a special place like that where we had to go to.
But that's not what Owens found at Concord. Most of the games didn't require overnight trips, and the closer to Concord he stayed, the better.
What inspired me so much, because how friendly and they were with me, and we were all friends, and at the times that we were together all the time, and while I was here in Concord, as quietly as it was, I never realized that I was different. But because I never heard anything negative or anything of that nature.
Owen says he never thought of his time at Concord as historical until he got the phone call from the Black Student Union.
Looking for you.
And they were looking for me. Yeah. They knew it was me, but they didn't know where I was. And then when they contacted me, I didn't know it was going to come up to all of this, what it is now. But I was proud of them. You know, I told them, I thanked them after I got here, and they called me and started telling me all that they wanted to do. We wanted you to do this, you want to do that. We're going to do this for you, want to do that for you. And I didn't feel that, I don't need all of that. Why have to do all of that? But that's what they wanted.
Student Union President James Riley was surprised to hear what Owen said about his experience at Concord.
I was expecting to hear him say he went through a lot of tough times. In fact, he actually said that he didn't experience any type of negativity at Concord. The players were great, the coaching staff was great, the administrators were great, and he didn't really experience any racism while he was here. The only form of racism he really experienced that he told me was when he played other teams and went to away games.
Riley is thankful that Owens helped open his door to a college education.
It was a humongous honor. I had never been able to speak to someone who, you know, was a forerunner for students like me. You know, without him taking that step out, I may not be here at Concord, you know. So it was such an honor to talk to him and meet his family and to learn about what he went through while he was at the school.
Owens majored in biology and physical education at Concord and was a member of the class of 1958. He served in the Air Force during the Korean War. He worked for 34 years in engineering at a hospital in New York until he retired in 2006. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.